Jill Steadman is here with the Business News. Morning, Jill.
Thanks, Audrey. Innovation is essential for the continued growth of the food sector. That's according to Enterprise Ireland, which saw exports in the sector jump 23% last year. The comments come ahead of its first Food Innovation Summit, which takes place in Cork today. We can speak now to Mark Crystal, Manager of Food Division and Sustainability at Enterprise Ireland. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Jill.
Tell us, what is the aim of today's summit?
Thanks, Jill. Yeah, the focus today is, as you mentioned, on the innovation sector and innovation in the food sector. We're delighted today to host an event with over 250 senior business leaders from the Irish food companies, where we will be putting focus on the whole area of innovation and increasing innovation across our Irish food companies.
Okay, what are the top food innovation trends emerging at the moment?
Yeah, we see a wide range of responses, I suppose, to the increasing demand for Irish from food and ingredients from Irish food companies, which is very much around protein, value added, and nutrition. And we have an excellent array of Irish companies who are meeting that demand. And we'll hear from a number of those companies today, including Jim Bergen from Tierlon, Larry Murren from Don Farm Foods, Grace O'Sullivan from Be Free, and Anne Smith from Drover. So we have a really strong cohort of Irish companies who are responding to the needs, the global needs of Irish food and ingredients. And what we're trying to do is increase and encourage more innovation across the wide cohort of excellent Irish companies that we already have.
There's lots of talk about AI these days. Does artificial intelligence have a role to play when it comes to food innovation?
It does, and we'll have a part of our discussion today. We'll hear from some excellent speakers in this area who'll talk to us about their experience about artificial intelligence and big data and the impact that it can have, not just on food manufacturing, but also on understanding market trends. We'll hear from colleagues from Board B and from Chagas who'll also enlighten us on their insights into the role AI can play and its importance in the whole food innovation sector.
Okay, sustainability will be a focus at today's summit. How are Irish companies working to make our food systems more sustainable?
Yeah, I think there's a huge amount of work underway, and we're delighted to support it with Enterprise Ireland, again, working in partnership with other organisations. We'll hear from the Environmental Protection Agency today, who are going to join us to talk to us about this agenda. We see a big focus in our food companies on the whole decarbonisation agenda and a real commitment to try and deliver the targets 2030 that government have set to reduce carbon emissions from our food companies. So a lot of work underway across our companies, and we look forward to supporting more of our food companies in the coming years as we focus on those very ambitious sustainability targets.
Okay, in addition to the Food Innovation Summit, you're holding a food and drink startup event today. What will happen there?
Indeed, yeah, we're running two events in one. So we have a whole focus on the food HBSU and startup agenda. We have 100 companies who'll be joining us for that. Again, working with a strong focus on innovation, and again encouraging innovation across our startups, not just in terms of new product development, but wider enterprise-wide innovation. And the idea will be there to kind of introduce some of our startups to share the experience from some of our startup companies who've gone on the journey, but also to hear from key stakeholders and inputs that are important for people who are working through a food startup business.
Okay, what's the mood like across the food sector at the moment? Is inflation still the top concern for businesses?
Yeah, it is a challenge, and I think but what we've seen over the last number of years is food companies weather a number of storms, Jill, whether it's inflation, whether it's challenges to supply chain. And we have an excellent cohort of Irish companies who we know have a track record of responding to those challenges and to being really successful as both our export and our employment figures show for 2022.
Okay, Mark Crystal, Manager of Food Division and Sustainability at Enterprise Ireland. Thanks for joining us.